Yesterday, Central California residents reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to not rule on Proposition 8, California's voter-approved ban on gay marriage. Valley Public Radio's Rebecca Plevin reports that advocates on both sides of the issue gathered in Fresno to mark the occasion.
Reese Ruiz wore a rainbow beauty pageant-style sash across his chest that read, Mr. Trans Fresno 2013. He explained that the Supreme Court's recent ruling on Proposition 8 is uplifting. He was born a woman but lives as a man.
It gives me hope that actually one day, whether I decide to marry a male or a female, regardless of what my birth sex is or what my ID says, that I can marry who I want and I can have a productive life and legally have the same rights as everybody else.
On Wednesday afternoon, Ruiz joined more than 200 people at a rally celebrating gay marriage on the lawn in front of Fresno City Hall. Gay couples shared their stories, and gay marriage advocates like Lily Murray shared in the celebration.
Because I truly believe that stripping the rights from a minority group by a majority group is wrong. I'm not afraid to say that.
As rainbow flags fluttered throughout the hot afternoon, Murray, a reverend at New Thought Community Church, performed a song.
And we can celebrate the differences among us.
Earlier in the day, about 40 Proposition 8 supporters gathered at the Cornerstone Church in downtown Fresno. Jim Franklin, the church's senior pastor, said he's disappointed that the government is not listening to its people, who voted almost 5 years ago to ban same-sex marriage.
Because in reality, that now is what this question is about. It's not about who is sleeping with who. It is about, do the people of the state of California have the right to govern themselves?
Many of those who gathered at the church said they will continue to defend traditional marriage between men and women. But at the Fresno City Hall rally, Leon Velasco said he's confident that the right to gay marriage is here to stay.
We don't think that they've got enough steam behind them to get it off the ground. Because as the Supreme Court's already said, it's something that's discriminative to just lessen another section of people. And our constitutional law will not allow that.
He held the hand of his partner, Randall Stoll.
Yay, gay!
Same-sex couples can't yet obtain marriage licenses. State officials say that could take a month or more. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.
For one Fresno couple, Wednesday's decision was momentous for several reasons. Valley Public Radio's Ezra Romero reports.
When Rio Waller woke up Wednesday morning and heard the Supreme Court's ruling, she was moved to tears.
When I saw what happened, I was just crying and laughing, and I was by myself because my partner runs a market.
Waller and her partner of 16 years, Naomi Hendricks, had a commitment ceremony a number of years back. But the court's ruling prompted her to take her relationship to a new level. Hendricks runs a raw vegan food tent at a weekly farmer's market at the Kaiser Permanente Hospital in North Fresno.
I was just like moved to do something, and I just thought I'd run down there and hug her, and then I thought, I want to ask her to marry me.
Hendricks said yes.
I just wanted to express to her that I've wanted to do this for so long and didn't have the right.
Waller sent out a mass of spur-of-the-moment texts and social media messages to friends and family. They all surprised Hendricks at the market.
The essence of what I said is that I love you so much, and I have felt married to you for so long, and now the government and the state get to recognize that it's true, that what we have is affirmed.
Waller said she hopes that attitudes on equality in Central California evolve and rights for same-sex couples are celebrated. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.